With a look at Radio Cayman's local news, I'm Dion Anglin. An update from the UK as the Cayman Islands delegation continues its work to build relationships and advocate for the overseas territories. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks with the details.
The Honourable Premier, Juliana O'Connor-Connolly, opened today's session of the Joint Ministerial Council Plenary by offering remarks on behalf of the United Kingdom Overseas Territories Association. The Premier expressed her desire for amicable and transparent discussion, which sets the tone for the day's proceedings. There are presently five principles, referred to as the Dofty Principle, that the UK Minister for Overseas Territories, Stephen Dofty MP, has set out to guide the UK overseas territory relationship. Devolution and democratic autonomy for the overseas territories, and consistency on the principles of partnership and engagement. Listening to the OTs, following the principle of nothing about you, without you. Partnership with the overseas territories based on mutual respect and inclusion, applying to all UK government departments, noting that rights come with responsibilities, including the responsibility to uphold common values. Good governance and ensuring proper democratic accountability and regulation, and defending overseas territory security, autonomy and rights, including the right of self-determination. The first plenary session on resetting the relationship began by setting out the new UK government's approach to the overseas territories and identifying areas for improvement. Discussions were held on fundamental structures such as constitutions, impacts the ways overseas territories interact with the UK government, and how to future-proof relationships between the UK and overseas territories relationships. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, Jevy. The Quality of Life Survey report shows a score of 82.2%. Radio Cayman's Paula Cal has the details.
The Quality of Life score is based on six dimensions: health, employment and job quality, material living conditions, economic and physical safety, leisure and social activities, and activities and natural and living environment. Respondents across the Cayman Islands ranked their health as the most essential quality of life, 34.6%, followed by employment and job quality, 18.7%, material living conditions, 14.9%, economic and physical safety, 13.7%, leisure and social activities, 9.8%, and natural and living environment, 8.3%. In scoring, the six quality of life dimensions, health scored 84.5%. The average score for health services and conditions, as well as physical, mental, and spiritual wellness. Waiting time for services was the lowest contributor to public health services and conditions. The employment and job quality score was 75.2%, using indicators of employment and employability, job quality, and employable skills. Material living conditions, the third most important dimension, scored 88.6%. And the following indicators are housing overcrowding, income disparity, bill payments in arrears, and household disconnection for services. The economic and physical safety score was 86.5%. Economic indicators used were self-assessed poverty, food insecurity, economic and financial security, economics and financial outlook, and resources to support the standard of living. Leisure and social activities scored 81.7% using work-life balance and social cohesion and connections indicators. The lowest ranked quality of life was the natural and living environment, which scored 70.4% based on average scores from household waste management practices and Cayman's overall development. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paul Akal.
The QOL report is intended to highlight some quality of life indicators and provide insights into how the people of the Cayman Islands are prioritizing and redefining the meaning of a good quality life. The Economics and Statistics Office report that merchandise imports grew for the second quarter of 2024. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Salins has the details of the report.
The total value of the merchandise imports grew for the second quarter of 2024. Goods imported for the quarter stood at $404.86 million, an increase of 7.4%. This growth reflected higher imports of petroleum and petroleum-related products by 11.4%, as well as the 6.7% growth in the imports of non-petroleum goods. There was a 7.4% growth for the quarter in the imports of machinery and transport equipment, such as road vehicles, electrical machinery, and power-generating machinery and equipment. Food and live animals grew by 7.8%, mainly through items such as meat and meat preparations, vegetables and fruit, and dairy products and bird eggs. there was a 10.2% growth in manufactured goods, such as manufacturers of metals and non-ferrous metals, for the quarter, while miscellaneous manufactured goods, which includes items such as clothing, jewelry, and furniture, grew 4.2% over the previous corresponding quarter. Imports of chemicals and related products like essential oils and medicinal and pharmaceutical products were higher by 6.8%. In comparison, imports of beverages and tobacco reflected a growth of 1.7% for the June 2024 quarter. In contrast, there were reductions in the importation of crude materials, as cork and wood imports declined by 83.5%. This reduction also reflected a 94.4% decline in the imports of textile fibers. There was a higher imported value of all major fuel types due to the increased average price of diesel, motor spirit, and aviation fuel on the international market, even though the volume of imported diesel fuel declined marginally from April to June 2024. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
More information on the Cayman Islands Quarterly Trade Statistics Bulletin, April to June 2024, is available at eso.ky. Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman, or WORK, confirms investigations are ongoing relating to a job site on West Bay Road, including allegations that employees and employers are working outside of the terms and conditions of their work permits. WORC says the matter will be given the highest priority as compliance and enforcement officers continue with investigations. The Department of Labor and Pensions, or DLP, also issued a statement today indicating that it too is aware of employee and worker concerns at a job site on West Bay Road. DLP says an investigation was launched after conducting spot checks last month. The Department of Labor and Pensions says it assists in matters relating to the Labor Act and the National Pensions Act and encourages persons to visit the office on the second floor of Midtown Plaza to get assistance with his or her benefits or to make a complaint. There is also a confidential hotline at 345-945-3073. The email address is dlp@gov.ky or visit gov.ky/DLP for more information. Officials say because the matter is an open investigation, no further comments will be made. The National Drug Council hosts a workshop on the changing landscape of teen substance abuse. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
The National Drug Council says the landscape of teen substance use is changing rapidly, from electronic cigarettes and edibles to other, quote, alarming new trends. To help parents, youth workers, and community leaders stay informed, the NDC hosted a workshop recently designed for adults to provide an in-depth examination of the modern challenges facing our teens. The session explored the latest drug products that are targeting young people, and it also unpacked key insights from the 2024 Cayman Islands Student Drug Use Survey. The survey results illuminate local youth substance use patterns and underscore the accompanying mental health issues often associated with substance use. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
You can find out more about the NDC's programs by calling 949-9000 or by visiting their website at www.ndc.ky. Tomorrow morning, firms interested in picking up the Health Services Authority's upcoming expansion project will be heading to the Georgetown Hospital for a site tour. According to a request for proposals posted on the government's Bonfire procurement website, the HSA is looking to attract bids for its proposed morgue expansion project. This will increase the hospital's existing morgue capacity from 6 bodies to 27. And speaking of potential new health-related projects, a new building for Faith Hospital on Cayman Brac. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
So this request for proposals is for project management, quantity surveying, and professional architectural and engineering design services for the Faith Hospital campus. This will be for the construction of a state-of-the-art two-story building with a footprint of about 12,000 square feet. Faith Hospital is used by residents of Cayman Brac and Little Cayman, and project documents say the investment in the expansion and development of the hospital will, quote, ensure that it can meet the increasing demands for healthcare services. Having a fully equipped and modernized facility is, quote, non-negotiable for the safety and well-being of residents. This new purpose-built facility will house an upgraded accident and emergency department, a modern diagnostic imaging radiology department, emergency medical ambulance services, acute urgent care services, and administrative offices. Bid documents go on to say the financing of this development is not just a matter of enhancing a medical facility. Quote, it is an investment in the fabric of societal well-being, economic stability, and disaster preparedness for the Sister Islands. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Kersley Fuller.
The deadline for both bids is December 13th. That's it for Radio Cayman's local news. I'm Dion Anglin.